BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Thursday, Scott Mills' daily podcast. On it, we play innuendo bingo with Phil Taggart. He's wearing a creepy uncle jacket, but the clips are really good. Greg James plays Real or No Real. I learned to become a football pundit ahead of Grimmie's Radio 1 football match, which is happening on Monday. And we learned the first thing that pops into Chris's head when it was announced that the new royal baby was called George. It's all on this podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
Phil Taggart.
Hi.
Hello.
Excited to be here.
He's very excited. It's going to be Phil Taggart on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. We haven't brought the sheeting in yet. We will in a minute.
He was whinging about spare clothes earlier and stuff like that.
What are you saying?
Well, I don't have any spare clothes at all, so I'm not really sure what I'm meant to do.
You don't have any spare clothes?
Yeah, well, Chris has got like a kind of pathetic businessman's hamper back there where he's got like lots of old man clothes that are all soiled.
No, they're my clothes. They are soiled, but they're my clothes. They're not. It's not like an old man hamper.
But who keeps soiled clothes?
What we should do is, you know, like at school when they have the spare swimming shorts.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Stuff.
For the person who goes pee pee or like falls in like dirt. Yeah,
and there are always ones that you wouldn't never wear, but like you have to because what else are you going to do?
Mm.
We should start that box. That box could become it. I think if you wash them, maybe.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much the situation on my chair. There's just loads of wet clothes and things because it's just getting wetter and wetter. You know.
Yeah. Let's make it a wet one today.
And it's going to get even wetter.
Really? Yeah. You're going for it today, are you?
I may as well. In for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah.
I don't think it can get any wetter than Tuesday.
No, that was
incredible. Off the scale.
Who was on Tuesday?
It was Louisa, the runner-up in The Apprentice this year.
Have you seen the video of it?
Big game.
It's so good. You see the video?
It's a good video.
I'll go watch it. I'll like in preparation so I can... like
have a look at that because that'll give you the idea of kind of level that you need to be at.
Radio 1 YouTube.
Radio 1 YouTube right now.
Subscribe.
The
Scott Mills Daily.
It's that time again.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
Turn on the cameras. We are streaming live now at bbc.co.uk/radio1 on your computer or even on your mobile phone. So there's really no excuse not to watch. Watching today, Ian on Twitter, also Spencer, Becca, Aaron, who's watching for the first time, says make it a good one. Will, who's packing for Australia, and Sarah in Essex, watching for the first time in her garden. Today, Radio 1's Phil Taggart is playing Innuendo Bingo. Hello there.
Bingo, hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Ready for some water sports?
Ready for hashtag watersporting.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good.
So, we're coming to your bedroom party tonight. I'm bringing some horrible R&B with us.
I'm kind of scared of what you guys are going to do at this party because you've been preparing for quite a long time. There's an evil glint in Chris Stark's eye.
I can't wait. It's going to be really good because I missed the last one. We've got Trevor Nelson to do us some voiceovers. It kind of sets the tone. It's going
to
be good.
It's really going to go off on that bed.
That's the tone that you need to match when you come down.
Yeah.
But we've got some really, really big DJ sets as well. So, like, you kind of have to bring the game. We've got Luna George playing. We've got Zane Lowe. We've got Swim Deep.
I know.
We've got Yasmin and Twin B from One Extra Breakfast.
It's not a bad lineup, that, is it?
It's okay.
That's my only concern with this, is this was funny last time. I think it will still be funny us doing the songs to lie down to.
You do?
Yeah, I worry that
that's the
issue, isn't it?
I think it may be really misjudged once again.
It gets quite nighttime your set though, doesn't it?
It really does.
It'll be awkward if people aren't in the mood for a lie down.
Do you think Aluna George are up for that? It'll be 11 o'clock by then. I imagine it'll be fine.
They're very easily offended, or Aluna George.
Don't say that.
They might actually walk out. On the bedroom party. We're looking for everybody who's going to be listening and watching on the Radio 1 website. From the bedroom party, to send pictures of themselves having their own party. It could be a personal party, just watching it, a one person party, or basically pretty much as many people as you can get into like one room and send us a picture. And Grimmy's going to send us in a little photo of himself, and we're going to put a gallery of it all on the Facebook.
Okay, cool. So make sure you have a watch and have a listen tonight. Phil and Alice's bedroom party from 10 o'clock on BBC Radio 1, and tweet us and Facebook us your parties tonight. 10 o'clock, we're all going to be there. Okay, let's play Innuendo
Bingo! You haven't done this for a while, Phil, have you?
No, I haven't.
What the hell are you wearing?
I don't know. I'm wearing like one of those creepy uncle jackets, you know, the one you're not allowed to go see anymore?
Yeah.
The one that eats the kiwi like an apple?
What?
Skin and all. It's a, you'll know if you're watching it on the Radio 1 website. This is a creepy uncle jacket. I haven't seen you since you were such hat.
it's a kiwi.
It's a creepy, yeah, they know, like weird people eat the kiwi, skin and all.
Skin and all. Okay, so everyone knows what to do here. Let us know if you're watching it for the first time today. I think it's going to be good. Tuesday's got out of control with Louisa off The Apprentice. She loved it. So get each other wet, please. It's lads today. Eye contact where possible.
Cheers, mate. Cheers,
and
mate.
Loads of water in your mouths, please. Let's make it a good one. We're nearly at the end of the week. First up, on Thursday's Innuendo Bingo, over to BBC Three. And the women's Euro football first. And these professional footballers can be ever so demanding.
She's without a doubt probably the quickest player in the tournament. And like I say, they know that, so you cannot give her time and space because that's what she wants. She wants the balls in behind.
Yep.
She wants the balls in behind.
Mm-hmm. Good sprayage, but not over him, Phil.
Yes, okay, right.
Get me?
Okay.
Thank you to Ben in Birmingham for sorting that one out. Now, a really useful tip here for all the lads out there now from Saturday Kitchen.
Okay, put a little bit of bacon over the top. Keeps the bird really moist, which is important.
Lads.
Okay. Put a little bit of bacon over the top. keeps the bird really moist, which is important.
Thank you, Lauren, for spotting that one.
It's a good recipe.
Yeah, mate.
More water.
Okay, this one from a couple of weeks ago. And we're going over to Grand Designs Australia. And we join the presenter as he steps out of the house onto the decking. Right, Chris?
Mm.
So this is what it's all about.
Sit.
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged by it. It feels terrific.
Oh, it's still a good one. It's good to have a big deck, though, if you're on decking, I think.
Yeah. I can understand why your dick's been enlarged by it.
I haven't heard that one before.
It's good. Okay.
Good hustle, Chris. Good hustle. Mm.
Right, next clip. Here we go. Let's go over to All-Star Mr. and Mrs. Now, is this one? Let's just check.
Next to play, we have Dermot Gavin and his wife, Justine.
Dermot and Justine first met when he was landscaping her mother's garden.
can we get a close-up of Chris's eye here? What is that?
What are you doing?
What's in your eye?
It's like coconut segment or something.
Well, that's concerning because there's no coconuts in my eyes.
Unless it came out of my mouth. I haven't been eating coconuts.
He hasn't had a coconut for years.
Exactly. Me and the man from Del Monte fell at you.
We can't go in. There's a lot of legal things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was the type that would wear that jacket, isn't he?
Where's my mangoes?
Where's my kiwi? I'll eat it all. Okay.
Pardon me, composed. Okay, back in the game.
Back in the game.
When he was landscaping her mother's garden.
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged, Michael.
Okay.
Look at the glasses.
It's going well now. The glasses are on. Stephen and Fife emailed the Mr. and Mrs. one to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Over to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show now with Nick Grimshaw. I never realised Grimmy and Charlie Slough were this close.
Right, we're going to play some new stuff now from Kay Coke and Bridget Kelly. This is my time. Charlie Slough, a big fan of this record. He's been ramming it down my neck for weeks.
What?
He's been ramming it down my neck for weeks.
It's the before he says it.
I'm gonna get Joe in Reading heard that one.
Thanks, Joe.
Who's wetter so far?
Sort of my bottom half, Phil's top half.
Oh, it's yeah. Sean. up more on my velvet suit.
It certainly is.
Yes.
Okay, back to one of my favourites recently. It's the play, my favourite radio play on Radio 4 Extra. Are we ready?
Oh, you'd soon forget your scruples if you could watch your own little tits getting bigger every day.
Oh, it's gone into my...
Really want to have a look at the cameras in his bird's nest.
Oh, my God.
Don't you?
I can feel it, like, in my belly button.
Yeah.
Oh, snappy scoop. There we go.
Someone says, I was watching on the website, but I cannot look at that jacket. Sorry, Phil. That's Julie in Aberdeen.
It's putting people off.
Some people just don't understand fashion.
Mm. Over to Emmerdale next. Fill your cheeks. And now listen carefully to this one, please. Who is it that's gone to hospital here? See if you can hear it.
I couldn't deal with it. I thought my head was going and our bell ended up in hospital, made it worse.
Chris.
Famous mouth wee there from Christar.
I thought my head was going and our bell ended...
Our bell ended up in hospital, that was, just to be clear.
Get well soon, Bell.
Okay.
I couldn't deal with it. I thought my head was going and our bell ended up in hospital, made it worse.
Loads of you emailed that one to us.
That's a grower.
It is a grower. Third time lucky. It was all over the place.
More water.
More water. Over to Channel 5 now. That's right, Channel 5. And I hadn't realised Big Brother had got so much more exciting now that it's moved channels. Who knew?
Callum is giving Hazel his intense one-hander.
Oh, Phil! You wouldn't have got that when Alice was on Big Brother.
No, you would not.
Oh, Terry, where is she today?
Where is Alice?
She's at a Victorian museum.
Is she?
She's not.
She's holding a conference on goblets.
Is she like Chief Wench?
Yes, of course. It's how to get your hair in that Victorian style with remaining dignity.
She is the sort of expert Victorian, isn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, well, she is a Victorian.
Victorian correspondent for the BBC.
Born in the wrong era. So on the Big Brother one there, a quick massage was being given in the bedroom.
Callum is giving Hazel his intense one-hander.
Loads of people saw that, including Terry. Thank you. Okay, now to last week's Come Dine With Me. Ready? Listen carefully to this important advice.
If the flaps are securely closed, you could end up with a bit of beef hanging out.
I don't remember that.
I don't like it.
You could end up with a bit of beef hanging out.
Thank you, Faye in Cambridge.
Well, I don't like it.
Okay, more water, please.
Right.
I'm going to devour the whole of this. Let's go deep in this one. Like, let's go. We're just spilling out.
I'm not going to be able to fit it all in, mate.
Over to Rick Stein again. Rick Stein's India. What a show. Goes round India, having a lol and eating curry. And Rick, what is going on with you two? It's really intense. Okay. Rick knows a good thing when he sees it.
Look at that. Beautiful, firm snapper.
Oh, they're really close. Ricky and Teesside saw that.
That's single-handedly the best one.
Okay, more water, please. I'd like you to keep in that position for the next one.
Okay.
Oh, it stings.
It's just really hard. If you try and stare them out, it makes it even funnier.
Yeah, it's good. Stare them out. Ready?
Yeah, hang on.
Stare at him.
Miguel Pujol.
Phil's fallen off his chair. The sheer force of the water. What was that?
Are you alright?
Phil, come back.
I just went in for an Eskimo kiss and you retorted me with a blast to the face.
Okay, let's get nice and close again. I'm enjoying this.
I don't know, it's quite intense.
I know, but it's only two more now. Next, over to the One Extra Breakfast Show. Now, I'm not sure anyone yet has explained to Yasmin Evans exactly what you can and can't say on air.
But you have won, and you get to enjoy all the VIP-ness, all the...
That was this morning. You guys are on it.
We are on it.
All the VIP-ness.
Thank you, Yasmin. And finally, over to Desert Island Discs. And it's former jockey and author here, Dick Francis.
Sorry.
Of course the jockey's called Dick.
Please. Here we go. Please. Nice and steady. Come on, water.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Do you still ride Dick, if only for fun?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, it's wet.
That is wet now, isn't it? Started off quite tame, but then look at you both.
Well played, mate.
Well done.
Well played.
Don't forget, Phil Taggart, Alice Levine, tonight at 10 o'clock. Loads of special guests. Loads of artists, loads of DJs, and we're doing a special DJ set of disgusting, horrible R&B at about 11 o'clock. Well played, everyone. Thank you for watching, and thank you for listening. That was Thursday's Innuendo Bingo. Thanks, Phil. See you tonight.
Thank you very much.
And Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo, next time it's on, will be with Eliza Doolittle.
Yeah, she's
that's
in the bin.
On yes. Tuesday. The Scott Mills Daily. Now, she'll hate us for mentioning this. She'll hate it. But our producer, Cara, is getting married very soon. So she's off the market, lads. And now we had to go to a certain shop earlier to get some stuff because we didn't go to the hen do. Boys don't generally go. No. So we've created our own one in the studio today.
Well, it's not just that. We wanted to get her a couple of presents just to say, because it's like a nice thing to do.
Yeah, and she's not making a big deal of it. She doesn't want many people to know. But I thought that maybe we should just get her a few little, you know, gifts. So we got her some flowers. Mm. And also we went to a shop that I'd never been to before.
No,
and it was
me.
Quite weird going in there with you earlier.
It was weird, but it was... Do you remember when we were planning this and we were texting each other saying, what should we get? And I was like, well, I think girls like this.
Yes.
And so today we went to that shop.
I think all girls like this.
Yes. And what's incredible about this shop is everything in there is shaped like this.
I know. And we pretty much cleared out the shop. I just got a bit carried away.
It was embarrassing. I mean,
who knew you could get ice cube trays?
Ice cube trays, post-it notes,
mugs,
chocolate. I mean, there is literally.
I can't wait to have one of the chocolate ones with a cup of tea.
Inflatables,
everything you can think of, bottle openers, the whole lot,
key rings,
yeah, everything. There's even a game you can play where you throw hoops. It's incredible.
Yeah, you know where you throw hoops around a stick? Like
yeah,
things.
It's that.
That as well.
I really enjoyed going to that shop with you earlier. It was fun.
I found it weird when she was popping up the till and she was scanning each thing. And you know where you have the display thing?
Yeah, the descriptions were good.
The name of everything that you just bought. One by one, it's like, bloop, massive. Bloop. Inflatable. Bloop.
Have you still got the receipt?
Yeah.
We need to keep that. BBC Radio 1. The
Scott Mills Daily. Summertime sadness.
Here's the Grim Reaper of Summer, Lana Del Rey. Got that So that is a remix of Summertime Sadness by Lana Del Rey, remix Cedric Gervais. Obviously, I don't know, but I imagine the original was so depressing that we can't possibly play it to you at this time on Radio 1. She's not a fan of the summer.
So how does that work?
Yeah,
so
she goes, putting a downer on it. There's always one, isn't there?
So she's made the song and they've sat around a border and said, that we
I'm
can't.
I'm so sorry, Lana, but this is...
put this...
Like, the thing is, people quite like summer and, like, you're just putting a massive downer on it.
Oh, summertime. Summertime sadness.
So they decided to, like, remix it a bit.
What did you call it? The Grim Reaper of Summer?
Of Summer, there she is.
That's amazing.
Del Ol. The Scott Mills Daily. So football's happening on Monday. You may be hearing if you listen to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw. It's the Radio Wanderers against a team. It's a team, isn't it? Set up by Ollie Mears.
Yes.
Grimmy's on the line. Hi, Grim.
Hiya.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. So I heard...
Are you excited about the football?
I'm well excited, are you?
You love football.
You love football.
No, I kind of... I'm competitive, so I like a thing.
Yeah.
Don't particularly like... I don't mind the football, but I've never played it. I've not played football. Hi, Chris, by the way. You should probably know this. I've not played football since I was 15.
Yeah.
28 now.
Yeah.
So it's a few years.
I enjoyed that you were all chasing the burn with Mackenzie the trainer this morning.
Oh, that was so horrible.
I know.
I was so stroppy all day after that. Like, I've been in such a bad mood.
You want to make it burn as much as possible. Yeah, chase the burn.
I'm chasing the burn.
Chase the burn.
Your legs aren't straight.
I hate chasing the burn.
I know. Listen to this.
Come on, Grimmy. I'm getting carpet burns.
Okay, change sides. Go on the other side. Let's go.
Press-ups are on.
There you go. You lead with the other arm now.
Do you feel that de-undoubling yet? Fine. This is kind of weird now.
No one wants that while you're doing a radio show.
It's great radio.
Yeah.
It's really, really great radio. I've got carpet burns on my elbows now.
Oof. Nasty.
Not for the first time.
No.
So are you excited for this game on Monday, Grimmy?
I'm excited about the things surrounding it. I'm excited about our kit. I'm excited about the travelling en masse. I'm excited about the pool. Apparently there's a pool there.
There's a pool?
The game. Yeah, apparently it's like a swimming pool or something.
Awesome.
That would be quite nice. But the actual game, not really excited about because, one, I've never played football for years. Two, we've not done any training. Like, I've literally not kicked football for years. Years.
Yeah.
I've kicked like an inflatable beach ball on the beach recently.
Not the same.
Isn't it? No, not the same.
Not the same. I'm feeling a bit like I'm left out. I kind of want something to do.
Well, we did want you to play.
No.
I imagine that would be a no. So I thought you could do something that would still involve you. And on Monday, we would get rid of the regular Scott Mills show and we'll make it a football show. So it'd be like Soccer FM instead of Soccer AM, if you will.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, you are going to be the home of football.
What do I have to
BBC.
Do?
Well, but sports analysis and
yeah, you'd be like a pundit.
Yeah, a pundit.
Well, I don't know.
Des Lynam.
What do you do then? You just kind of watch it and then comment on it.
Break it down. Yeah, comment on it. Like who played well, who scored what, position were they in, what could they have done better?
Oh, because I suppose the match will be on. The match will be happening after the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, won't it?
Yes.
So people can't see it or hear it live. So I can be the first person to bring the kind of post-match analysis.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You like that?
I quite like it. I don't know if I can do it.
When was the last time you watched football?
A while ago.
91?
Yeah.
Well, look, come on, let's be positive about this. Grimmy, it's going to be an amazing game. I'm not bothered about the pool and stuff like that. I just want to play football, and Ollie Mears is going to be my target, right? We need to do this seriously. Scott, you're going to be a pundit.
I will pundit. We'll be the first person to talk about this on Monday afternoon. We'll be the home of football. And let's not forget...
Yeah. I will kiss my badge.
Chris is going to kiss his badge. Thanks, Grim.
Yes, kiss your badge.
Kiss the badge.
I will kiss my badge.
All right.
Kiss the badge, Scott.
Oh, yeah, of course I will. I'll do whatever it takes. So it looks like this show is the home of football on Monday afternoon.
It's going to be incredible.
How did that happen?
Well, I think I don't know if it's just a timing thing that has made it like this.
Well, yeah, because you'd be playing the match after the Radio 1 Breakfast show and then I'll be telling you what happened first on this show from 1 o'clock. Help!
But timing or not, I think it's brilliant that it's going to throw you into this position of punditry, which you're going to have to do.
I'd quite like to practice, actually.
Yeah?
If that would be okay.
Well, I think it's important because, I mean, you know what a pundit does, don't you?
So do they watch it and then... They don't commentate, they watch it and then they say what they thought.
You know, and just... It's mainly analysis. How you see it.
Okay, so I've got pretty much a few days to learn how to do this before this show is the home of football on Radio 1.
So I've had this idea to get you going with this punditry thing. And what I thought is I could show you some amazing moments, some massive moments from football. And you can give your analysis and your expertise on these videos, these great moments from football.
I ain't got any expertise.
Not yet. But this is where you'll learn it, because you'll learn to talk about football, you'll learn...
It's basically say what you see, right?
Yes, yeah,
it is. These people get paid for doing that, do they?
Well, that's it. Because they do it a lot, they become the experts.
This is quite a lot of responsibility, isn't it? Because obviously people can't see this Radio 1 football match live. I'm going to be the first person reporting on it after it's happened on Monday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have to really kind of like...
Well, you have to describe it. You have to explain what's happened. You've got to give an opinion. I mean, you are going to be the eyes.
I'm the go-to guy.
You are. You're going to be the middleman between everyone who's listening and obviously the match itself.
LOL! Here we go then, the Radio 1 football show with me, Scott Mills.
Oh, wow. This is happening.
So what have you got?
Right, so I've got some great moments that have happened in football, and I want you to analyse them, OK?
OK, so you'll hear this. I'm going to watch them. If you just let me see that.
Yeah.
What's first?
Got that? Right, so the first one we're going to is David Beckham's goal from the halfway line.
All right, OK. Is this, I believe, is this a lob?
It is
a lob over?
Kind of, technically, I think that you one? Just call it a lob, but you are right.
Let's have a look then.
And Beckham saw Sullivan off his line. Oh! That is absolutely phenomenal.
Do you want to explain what's just gone on there, Scott?
So he managed to get a goal in from before the halfway line.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that he made that look easy, didn't he?
You obviously know that player. That's David Beckham there.
I know him, yes. To be honest, I almost missed the fantastic goal because of his horrific curtains.
Right, okay. Yeah.
I mean his hair. But what year was that? Is it 90s?
That would be 96.
Okay, forgive
me. I've
not seen a shot like that before.
So that was before the halfway line. It's quite momentous, that one. Do you recognise any of the other players you celebrated?
Right, I'd noticed one of them was called Butt. Who's that?
Yes, that's Nicky Butt.
And he walks around with a shirt on with the word Butt on it?
Yeah.
And gets paid for that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everyone in the crowd looked very pleased, and he did well. Well done, David Beckham.
So you
is that
see
right?
That? Yeah, I think that's okay for now.
Okay, let's try another one.
Okay, next up, this is very famous. This is the England game against Argentina from World Cup 98.
Wide ball was required, and there was that challenge on Beckham. And Beckham, now whether Beckham accidentally has a yellow card. Wait a minute, he's taking another card out for Beckham. It's a red card.
No way.
Yeah.
I quite like it when he's angry, though.
Who? Beckham?
Beckham, yeah.
Okay.
But that was, that was obviously just a silly mistake on his part, wasn't it?
I mean, that was shocking.
And all that pushing and shoving from Batatusta, whatever his name is?
Yeah. Yes, okay.
And a lot of flapping of the arms from the referee. What's that?
He was just waving away all the protests that were happening.
He was doing it like he was like, shoo.
Yeah.
Like, get out.
Yeah. Well, we don't really like that referee, but it's...
Okay. Was that better, do you think?
Yeah.
I have more of an opinion.
Yeah, and also, you clearly knew what was going on there. You said you thought it should have been a yellow card. You're right, actually. I think it should have been a yellow card as well.
Yeah, it just looked like a mistake to me. Okay, that's good. I'm pleased with that one. It's better.
Okay.
I want to do another one in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Stu!
Hi, Scott.
Where are you today?
I'm in my bathroom painting at the moment.
Yes, you sound bathroom vibes. And whereabouts do you live?
Place called Recife in Scotland.
Okay, how can I help?
Basically, it's why don't you try doing an elongated goal?
Elongated goal?
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, like, this is more a commentary thing, though, rather than a punditry thing, but I think he means, like, you know, where you get really excited. There's this really famous Italian guy who does it.
Stu, can you give me an example of what that would be like?
I think the best one was Gary Neville when he scored goal. And went, goal!
I'll bear that in mind. Love you, bye.
Good work.
Love you, bye.
Right, okay, what have you got for me now?
Right, the next clip I want to show you is very old. It's from the 1986 World Cup, and it's Argentina again. Ready?
Ready.
The wide men have found little space in this contest.
Who are the wide men?
It means the wingers.
Oh.
Maradona just walked away from Hoddle then. Valdado.
No way!
They're appealing for offside. The ball came back.
That was his hand.
It was his hand.
He
well
hit
spotted.
It with his hand. I'm sure Pete Mills talks about this one.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, he will have. This was...
Is it a hand of God?
That's the moment. Well done.
That's really bad, Madonna doing that.
Maradona.
Maradona doing that. He definitely used his hand.
He does, yeah.
But how is that allowed?
It's not allowed. That's
a disgrace to the whole of football.
Mm.
What an idiot.
I completely agree. What an idiot. What a salad.
I mean, his hair is just... Let's not even talk about it.
Mm.
Seriously. I suppose... When was it, 86?
We don't need to comment on the hair,
oh, right.
Scott.
I think that's disgraceful of him.
Yeah.
Would I say that as a pundit?
I don't know. I think as a pundit, you need to be a bit more neutral. But some pundits... would okay. say that.
So don't say he's an idiot.
I think, look, if you think he's an idiot, maybe say he's an idiot. Say
an
it
idiot.
How you see it. I think
idiot.
This is important. With you being a pundit, say
well,
it
is.
How you see it.
Yeah.
I've got one more video for you.
Okay.
Which is a very famous goalkeeping move.
Okay.
From a Colombian goalkeeper. Okay, I'm going to play it to you.
Go.
Redknapp. Goodness me, have you ever seen anything like that in your life?
How do you do that?
It's mad,
goalkeeper.
Isn't it?
Look at his hair.
Now, how would you describe that kick?
It was almost like, well, his legs go back behind him, like almost like a scorpion.
Exactly that. That's exactly what it's called. It's very famous. It's called a scorpion kick.
Is that quite a common kick? Or is it that
no,
is
no,
the first
no.
one?
No, and it's a very risky thing to do, isn't it, for the goalkeeper?
Why?
Well, it probably wasn't the most sensible, because if you miss that, you can look a bit silly, aren't you? You're going to fall on your face and the ball's going to go in the goal.
Yeah, and you've done a scorpion kick.
But if you pull it off, it looks amazing.
That is, I mean, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
So that's how you do a really good save. Would any of the Radio 1 football team be doing a move like that?
I can't see that happening. I can give it a go, maybe, but it probably won't happen.
Try it, honestly.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, all
right. I would pay for you to do that.
Well, now you know what to look out for, and then you can say Chris performed an amazing scorpion kick.
Be right though. You look an absolute salad if it goes wrong.
Yeah, if it goes wrong.
I enjoy the football punditry now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really getting into
it. So, you up for it on Monday?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, cool.
It's not hard, is it? You just say what you see. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. One Direction and Best Song Ever. We had a chat with Harry Styles on Friday and we played that song for the first time. And they've got a film coming out later in the year directed by Morgan Spurlock, who is the guy that did Super Size Me. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
So he directed the whole thing. So presumably he spent the last year with One Direction working on that. And it's a 3D film called This Is Us that is out now. And as it stands on the chart, as of yesterday on the official chart update, was number 2. Could not shift the powerhouse that is Wake Me Up by Avicii. Best song ever, One Direction. So what do we think the best song ever is? Because if you listen to the lyrics, it's like, we danced all night to the best song ever. We knew every line, now I can't remember. But like, they don't know what it is. Is it maybe this?
I think it went oh, oh, oh. Eh, 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 eh. No, 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 no. Otto, nose, 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 nose.
No, because that's you last week just making it up.
But that, you know, when they say, like, I think it went oh, oh, like, it is a little bit Otto nose.
Well, we were talking about this on the Pop Justice website the other day, and we can rule out this, because this might be... You might think, first of all... It's this. Yeah, yeah, Usher and Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But then it went, oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that just goes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that you're putting in research into this.
Any ideas?
Yes, I do have one. The Alexandra Stan song.
Which one could that be?
You know.
Oh, Mr. Sexo Beat.
Yeah.
That kind of does go, oh, yeah.
Maybe that's it.
No, I'm not being funny. The best song ever is not Mr. Saxo Beat.
Could be.
I mean, I know I championed it a lot of the time, but it's not the best song ever. No, we knew every line. Now I can't remember how it goes, but I know that I won't forget her because we danced all night to the best song ever. I think it went, oh, oh, oh. I think it went, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. I know what it is.
Go on then.
It's this. Yes. I think you'll find that fits the bill. So the best song ever, I think, is Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven. Ever? Really? So, we were having a show meeting last night, and where are all the best show meetings conducted?
In the pub.
In the pub. And we saw on Twitter, well, I saw on Twitter, that the royal baby had been named. Found out, like a lot of people did from Twitter.
Do you know what my favourite thing, though? Chris, who works on the show, there's another Chris who works on the show, his phone makes that noise when there's breaking news, because he's got this app.
I think it's the BBC News app.
And it makes that noise like a ringtone.
That's great, but sometimes like you're gonna be somewhere where you don't want to have that going on, aren't you?
And also, like, love the BBC News, but some of the breaking news that they have, in my opinion, isn't that, you know, kind of relevant to me.
To you, maybe no. Anyway, so you said something weird, which I got caught on my phone. I recorded you on my phone. This is just after we'd found out that the baby was called George.
We've literally just found out that the baby's name is Prince George. Chris, how are you feeling?
Do you want to know the first word that comes to my head?
Go.
Moustache. Right, because it's weird, because as soon as I think George, I think either dragon, or I think moustache, and then I'm starting to imagine a baby with a moustache. Yeah. And I don't know why. And that, a moustache and a big beard. And I don't think the baby has either, but for some reason, the first, I'm thinking George, Prince George, and then I'm thinking beard, and I don't know why.
Can I just ask, when that happened, were you sleepwalking? Because it sounds like you were.
No, I was just trying to explain my thought process. So, I mean, obviously it's sunk into a lot of people now that this royal baby is called George.
Yes.
But right then, you were just telling me, what's your immediate thought? And that's, it's interesting. I literally said what I saw. And that's when you said George, for some reason.
You think beard?
Well, firstly, I thought like kind of bushy moustache, but then sort of developed into a beard. And then it's weird because you start imagining babies with beards and it's kind of. It's very odd, you know?
I know what you mean, because I sometimes if someone says a name to me, something immediately comes into my head. Like, Alan.
Yes.
For me, he's a builder.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I think this is based on your experiences of growing up, so everyone
Matt.
Associates with a name.
Matt, estate agent.
Okay.
Should I try someone new? Okay, so, I don't know, Tony.
Okay, first thing that comes to mind, grey-haired man.
Why?
I don't know. I just, if you're literally going to ask me, you know, draw
Tony.
A picture of Tony, in my head
grey-haired.
Now I'm picturing a grey-haired man.
Okay. Chloe.
Chloe.
First thing.
Okay, I'm picturing long blonde hair. Sometimes slightly unreasonable, but...
Right.
But you know what I mean? Sort of, not impatient as such.
No. Emma.
Rabbit nose.
Why?
I don't know. This is what I'm saying. I'm just imagining, in my head, if I was to draw one Emma.
Okay, give me one.
Lauren.
Likes a party.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Likes a party. I don't know, that's weird, isn't
it? I think it's just, when you ask someone what is their first association...
With a name.
I know there's that... Who was that one on GMTV who was...
Lorraine Kelly.
No. That is it Katie Hopkins or
Katie
someone
Hopkins.
Who was saying that you can define someone's life by their name. I don't think it's that. I just think everyone pictures...
I just picture
something
a thing or something or a characteristic of them, like you do with Prince George.
I'm starting to imagine a baby with a moustache. A moustache and a big beard.
Sure. Amy.
What? Oh,
I'm saying... Or, always pretty.
Can I just explain what's happened here? Because
when I said Chloe, I said long blonde hair and slightly unreasonable.
Yes.
There is a Chloe who works here.
Yeah, who just came around and actually just came in and didn't say anything and just slaps you around the head.
So I'm thinking we should maybe move away from this now.
Okay, she looked really angry. She had a red face.
Do you know what? I've had to buy her flowers before. And
do you think she's actually angry?
Oh, I don't know, because it's so hard to tell with that. And as I said, surely that doesn't merit flowers. Surely.
No, because you could be talking about any Chloe.
Yeah,
you could be talking about any other unreasonable, long blonde haired Chloe.
Yeah. What are you saying about Harriet?
Harriet. Slightly upturned nose.
Right.
Always.
But I mean, this is just how you're picturing
it. Yeah, that's what I picture with the name. Hi, Vicky.
Hello.
What are you saying?
My dad's called Tony and he's got grey hair, so Chris is completely spot on.
Yes, Tony with grey hair. Yeah, see?
And he might actually be listening because he's working in a shed at the minute. So
hi, Tony with grey hair. Where are you, please?
I'm Ballymena, Northern Ireland.
Good to hear from you. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Thursday, next Thursday at 1:45, you can listen to and watch Innuendo Bingo with Vanessa Feltz. That's actually happening.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit and I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
Vanessa Feltz on Innuendo Bingo next Thursday and Eliza Doolittle on Tuesday. You know, earlier we were trying to work out what song One Direction are dancing to, which is the best song ever. Ian in Leeds makes a really good point. So they danced all night to the best song ever, therefore the best song ever... what, about 6 hours long? Or it's a rubbish DJ, just keeps playing the same one again and again. It's all night.
True.
Again!
Maybe it is that.
Maybe it is this, not that. That doesn't go, oh, yeah. Okay, coming next, Swim Deep and King City. They are DJing tonight on Phil and Alice's show. We're DJing too. How many songs have we got? Three songs.
We've actually don't play it down. We've put a lot of work into this, and actually we narrowed it down to, and we went through so many songs. We narrowed it down to five.
But are we being told three now?
Well, I think we have time for three, but it depends if we're a bit.
Yeah. We can just carry on, right?
Okay, but then we'll be eating into people like Swim Deep set
and Aluna George.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that's two of them.
Yeah, and Zane Lowe, like proper DJs. It's on tonight from 10 o'clock. You can listen to it. You can watch it on Radio 1 and on the Radio 1 website. We're rocking up about... well, we're going to be there from the start, I think, but we're on at about 11 o'clock with some disgusting R&B. The Scott Mills Daily. Greg James, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hello there. So, it's...
hello.
Hello. It's time for Thursday's Real or No Real. We're just saying, Cara, the producer's getting married, so we went to one of them shops earlier. And everything's the same shape, isn't it?
It is, and it's very big.
I know. Hopefully, you will be deflating that for the journey home.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right, good, I was going to say. It's time for...
this, because if you put that in a bag, it's very obvious what it is.
Yeah.
You can't stick that at the top of a rucksack,
nor can you wrap it.
That couldn't be anything else, could it?
Wrap it up.
I guess. sorry about yesterday in the room.
Oh, don't worry about it. In many ways... I was just happy to meet Judy Murray.
What a ledge.
Yeah, really cool.
Although I do feel...
mean, though.
I feel scared.
Mean side. She's definitely on the mean side.
Mean side, as we heard.
Get in the ice bath.
It's too cold.
I mean, Judy, is it best to just...
Come on. Well done, well done. Come on, all the way.
Hold on.
No! Get down. That's
Get in!
Never sit in front of this house again.
You alright there, Greg?
I'm numb.
Judy Murray, that was revenge, best served cold.
Some of the ice has
sure
gone
was.
Into my bits.
Yeah. Awful. Things they make you do in that room.
Well, in many ways, it couldn't have got any worse. So when I was in the ice bath, I thought, well, I'll go for it again. Because you egged me on. So yeah. You went, do the impression again.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll go got for to. It. Yeah. Can't get any worse.
No. I mean, that wasn't my idea. They just get me to kind of host it, you know.
A lot of people on Twitter were saying, Scott, you're being so mean.
I know, it's not me. Okay, what about these lot for today's Real or No Real?
Before Andrew Flintoff became one of the greatest all-round England cricketers, he represented the county of Lancashire at chess.
I saw him the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, he's just having some pictures near here.
outside. No, I don't know.
Oh, right. I thought you thought there was going to be a story about meeting him and saying.
No, I just saw him and we're like, oh, there's Flintoff.
I saw him.
Yeah. Obviously, you're a massive, massive cricket fan, right? Mm-hmm. So you should know this.
Well, I've not heard it before.
No.
I've not heard that as a thing.
And I think you would have heard it before if it was real, right?
I know that he likes pedalos.
Pedalos?
There was a whole thing with a pedalo, wasn't there, a few years ago?
I love pedalos.
Do you not remember the thing in the pedalo?
Oh,
he was
I
disciplined
do.
For it.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, yes, I do remember.
There you go.
Yes.
It's worth a Google.
So he likes pedalos?
He likes pedalos, and he did a thing once when I was a kid. He came to our cricket club, and he was like doing a benefit match, and he was the celebrity that turned up. And I remember he got so drunk he fell asleep under one of the cricket covers.
Love that boy. He loves a drink.
So I don't think chess is his thing. Drinking is definitely his thing.
Really is.
Yeah.
So Flintoff used to play chess for Lancashire, real or no real?
I don't know. It could be... no, that's no real.
All right, just for competition, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
No! Oh. Huh?
No way!
I know.
I didn't know that.
There they are. There's another one to add to your fact repertoire about Freddie.
I wonder if Freddie's listening.
Hello, Freddie.
Hey, Freddie.
Hi, Freddie.
He's Miranda.
Boxes. Hmm? He boxes.
He boxes as well?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. There's no end to him. Next.
Miranda Hartz is filming her own workout DVD.
Well, it's that time of year. I like how everyone had to have a little think about that then for
a
second.
Yeah, I was trying to picture it. I don't know. I think it could be.
I think even if it wasn't serious, she'd be doing it as a joke.
Yeah.
This is the time of year when they start making them in time for Christmas, you see.
Is it?
It would be in the style of Miranda, the TV show, so she would be falling over everybody, bumping her head, she'd be sort of trying to balance and overbalancing, then getting up and looking at the camera.
Is now this kind of time where, like, Christmas adverts are made?
Yes.
So the fake snow and
Christmas,
stuff.
Christmas, I saw someone on Twitter yesterday saying they'd just done a photo shoot for a Christmas magazine. It's happening. Yeah.
Right,
it's on.
The calendars will start to be made. Because, like, we're into the last 6 months of the year, that's when they start doing them.
Sure.
All the celebs that are having the fitness DVDs out, Davina will be doing a new
Either
Christmas
of you
one.
Doing one.
Gemma Collins, no.
We should do a Radio 1 one, surely.
We tried that before, a long time ago. It wasn't a good one.
Didn't go down well.
The market's changed now.
That's
try
true.
Again. Twitter's here now.
It was called The Boys of Radio 1.
I do remember that. Mm. Was it To Call On Me by Eric Prydz?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah. No one wants to see Colin Murray in a leotard. Anyway, Miranda Hart, is she bringing out a fitness DVD?
I'm going to say real.
Is it her in character or her is... Oh, I don't know.
I think it's real. I think that's also real.
That one is real.
Yes! Wow.
Wow. But what about this? Is this real or no real?
Celebrities including Harry Styles, Lily Allen, Kate Nash and Gino DeCampo are currently involved in a bizarre chat on WhatsApp after Nick Grimshaw had an accident with the phone messaging app and sent a text to all 467 of his contacts.
Whoa. Wow. That's too much of a big lie to make up.
Yeah.
Surely. That is dangerous on WhatsApp, though, isn't it? When you do a broadcast message.
Can easily
what's that?
Happen.
You see, I'm not too good on this WhatsApp
thing. Okay, you can do a broadcast message that sends to everybody in your phone. Every single contact.
Go on, then.
No!
Just say hello. I just want to see how it works.
No, I don't want to... I'll say hello.
Yeah. Hello's fine. You're not saying
just
anything
say,
bad,
just say
are
hello.
You?
You've got to select every... Oh, hang on. You've got to select every single one.
So now you just do...
Oh, hang on. So I've worked out this is probably no real, because you've got to select every single one like this. Look.
There we go. I was hoping it'd be a group thing where you can just go, hello.
You've got to tick every single person.
Nah, leave it. We ain't got all day.
Nick Grimshaw's accidental celebrity chat with Harry Styles, Lily Allen, Kate Nash and Gino DeCampo.
No, I'm saying no real
what
then.
What a brilliant selection of people.
What a phone book.
No real?
I'm going to change my mind. I think it's real.
That one is no real.
Oh. No, made up.
Should have gone for it.
One more.
Rita Ora is actually Ginger.
What do you reckon, Greg?
I don't know.
I think... I don't know, because you never... It's very difficult to tell, isn't it?
It is.
It is difficult to tell.
It's hard to tell.
She
could be, you know.
She could be, but she's from Kosovo.
Yes.
Many ginger people in Kosovo?
I don't know.
I've not. I said, no. I've never asked her.
No. I haven't.
No, I've not seen, you know, like Calvin Harris is now blonde. Yes. There's not pictures of her. I've never seen a picture of her ginger.
No, I haven't. So,
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
I can't imagine it. Can you?
I don't think I've ever seen her.
You've never seen her? Reese Vora?
No real.
Okay.
No real for me as well.
That one is no real.
Yeah. I thought so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we would have seen by now. We'd have him in a picture.
I'm sure we would know.
Greg, yeah. What's on your show today, please, Greg?
Great. Today on the show, we have Sean Paul after five.
Yes!
And then we have films with Rihanna and all sorts of stuff.
Good. Awesome. Greg James from 4 o'clock.
And at the end of that, Greg scored 20 and I scored 40. The only reason I want to say is because I got them all right.
Oh, well done.
Okay, well done.
Well done, you.
Here's a biscuit.
There we are. And that is real and no real.
Biscuit.
Hey, have you heard the news about... have you heard the news about Vanessa Feltz?
What?
She's going to be on Bingo.
Oh, no.
Next week.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit, and I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
She's going to be on next Thursday, 1:45.
Please, may I come in and watch?
Just come and watch. So if you enjoyed this podcast, hit subscribe and you will get it delivered to you all the time so you can listen to all our best bits for free. Scott Mills Daily happens every day, hence the name. We're back tomorrow on Radio 1 at 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.